Welcome back, guys. Today we're talking about a topic that everyone wants to know about. It's all about attracting what you want in your life.
That's right.
So Tony and I are going to have a conversation, but before we have our conversation together, I want to talk about the importance before you even start listening or watching this episode. You are the creator in your life. You are utilizing everything around you to orchestrate what it is that you want. And sometimes we think, well, I don't need that, or I don't want to ask for too much. So you just kind of step back and you don't ask for what you want and you don't get it. And it's really, really important to think when you listen to this episode, you can put anything in your awareness that's always available to you. So that's the first thing I want to start out by sharing.
Yes, and another thing to keep in mind is the difference between head knowledge and wisdom. Head knowledge, you've heard about the topic before, you've read about it in a book. Wisdom, you've applied it into your life over and over and you got results. So some of the stuff that we share throughout this episode, you've probably heard something similar before. Don't let yourself get in your head about it. Ask yourself, how am I applying this into my life over the last 3 months, over the last 6 months? Because that's where the true wisdom is. It's not in knowing about these topics or being able to talk about them. It's being able to apply them over and over and over again.
And what results have you received?
Yes, and your results tell you everything. That's right. A little tip too.
So this is an ongoing process for us, like with the law of attraction and getting what you want out of your life. But when you have a strong enough why, that's when it's going to expand. So anyone can get whatever they want in life, but are they fulfilled? And do they feel that sense of gratitude? I feel like that's a big thing too.
That is a big thing.
Because there's some people like on two different ends. You're always gonna have those people. If you're listening to this at the beginning, listen to this really carefully. You're gonna have those people that think, oh, it's selfish to get what you want. And when people get what they want and they have all of this, you know, money and resources, then maybe they're gonna do something bad with it. You know, so that's like the conflicting beliefs there.
Yes.
So you have to think about, what is your intention for getting what you want? What is the reason why you want it? And that's going to propel things a lot faster, which
yes.
We'll get into.
And pay attention to those conflicting beliefs, those like duality inside of yourself. It's like, oh yeah, I'm creating this vision. But then that other story comes up, wait, having money, rich people, it's bad because it's whatever reason that comes
right.
up in your mind, or it's selfish for me to focus on myself because I got to think about my kids or the kids around me. And it's like, you know, counter that with something where it's like, that sounds so silly. If I create a life that's true to me,
mm-hmm.
how could that be bad for my kids? The other end of it is like when your kids or your nephews or nieces or people around you, like say that's part of your conflicting story that comes up, if they see you not following your dreams, you could see how that's bad because monkey see, monkey do. They're not listening to what you say. We all want the people around us that we care about and love about to accomplish things that really matter to them. And we could talk about it all day long, but if you're not living it, your kids are watching that. The nephews and nieces are seeing that. So just keep that in mind with any little conflicting belief that comes up about money, about any of this abundance or anything like that. You really have to analyze it. You really have to go deep with it and then create a new story that makes sense.
Right. So one of the things that can come up where people will say, well, I want a new relationship or I want a new job.
Should we turn this way?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I want a new, okay, yeah, let's talk to each other. People will say, I want a new relationship, I want a new job, I want a new home, you know, whatever it may be. It's easy to kind of want it and not do anything about it. So I know for us, whenever we're really knowing the vision why we want something, we're taking our steps behind the scenes to make it happen.
Yes, and what are those steps, right? And that's what people are probably thinking right now, like, okay, what are the steps? Like, what actions do you
take?
Well,
first get clear on why you even want it, you know? So that's one thing. So if there's something, those of you that are listening, what's one thing that you've really wanted? Maybe you've put it off or you think, well, that will happen in 10 years or I'll get that later. What is one thing that you want? And then what is the reason why? And there's usually, there should be more than one reason why you want something, right? And a lot of the times we have to get clear on, does the why just have to do with me, or is it going to impact other people? And I know that we found that when the why is connecting to other people, including us, like that genuine feeling, that heart-centered focus on why. And the only thing I can think of right now at the top of my head is our Airbnb. The reason why was to be with our nieces and nephews and our family and be closer to them in St. Louis. So the moment we decided we want the Airbnb house, the moment we decided we want to have a house to go back to, that's when everything conspired to happen. It happened within, I want to say it was 1 to 2 months that everything happened.
Yes, initially, but let's rewind before that, like a decade.
Right.
Because that's the creation process here, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, exactly, getting clear on what and why. What and why. And most people, even people that come to our coaching, like that receive coaching, that come to our masterminds and retreats, even a chunk of them who've received coaching, you ask them to share their vision, there's a chunk of them that they can't put it in words. And what that tells me is they're not clear. They haven't put enough time and energy into figuring out the what and why.
Mm-hmm.
Like with us, like, how did we create this house in St. Louis and this lifestyle, this business that we're living? We go back 10 years, right? All those times we were at the coffee shops, we were at our house, we were journaling about the what and why. We were obsessed about it. Some people looked at us like, oh, they're selfish, they're into themselves, or they're like, but not really knowing that, like, why we were writing down why we wanted that house in St. Louis, why we wanted to create this business that we have where we could travel and impact people. A core of it was for our family, to be connected to our family, to create environments for our family and clients, people we love, right? So we spent how many hours, like if we could add up all of that time that we spent in the coffee shops, at our house, on our own time, driving to places, like obsessed about it, right? Like getting crystal clear on the what, the vision, and why do we even want it? Like why, like, okay, you want a house, okay, you want this business. Could be very surface level until you add that fuel, that energy, that emotion, which comes from why. And I'll add something to that is, like, most of us, and I've done this so many times in my life, we wait until we accomplish the thing, and then we're like, okay, now we can feel accomplished, now we can feel like we have that house, now we can feel like we're making that impact. When in all reality, as you get clear on your what and why, you start to generate those emotions right now inside of your body, and you start to be it. And then now you can use those emotions for fuel for that vision. So many of us, we kind of, I've done this, I used to do this so much back in my, like, my first year of college. It was like I was waiting for so many things to happen. And then I'm like, then I could really enjoy life. And I had a really good friend that woke me up. And he was somebody who was enjoying the present moment and doing different things in that moment while we were going to school. So I listened to him. And he said to me, he said, I forget exactly what it was, but it was something like, no, you gotta enjoy right now too. It was something so simple, but it hit me because I knew that it was meant for me. It was a soul calling to, like, yeah, enjoy now. Like, why are you making yourself frustrated and thinking it needs to be hard and you can't enjoy the journey? And that shifted my whole life. And then obviously you gotta keep practicing it after that. And then you get to the point where you realize, getting clear on the what and the why while taking action, you're being it now. And that's a whole different state than, oh, I'm gonna attract it outside of me and I'm gonna go try to make this happen.
Exactly. And I think that's the part, it's all a part of the journey because there's so many different pieces along the way where you start to notice the people that you've met, the locations that you've gone to, the feelings that have come up in your body because you're going to get that internal resistance, like, am I worthy of this? There's so many layers to it, and that's a whole learning process in itself. So the end destination, once you get the thing, you're like, okay, what's the next thing if you don't stop and slow down and really feel that sense of fulfillment. So it is a process where I feel like if you're someone that's listening to this thinking, well, there's something that I've wanted, but I feel like I got it and then I wasn't as satisfied when I got it. Don't miss those little breadcrumbs along the way, like the friends that say a little comment that has nothing to do with maybe the vision, but they say something or you enjoy the moment with them in the process of going through the learning. The other thing it's making me think about too is everyone that we've heard stories that have reached their potential and went further with receiving what they wanted. There was something inside of themselves and an energetic force, whether you call it God, the universe, pieces of energy that was carrying them where it didn't feel so hard. So one thing that I will say is because we spoke about different things before we got to a certain place, like we're using the example as the Airbnb, because that's the most tangible thing that I could think of. There were many more things, like even us meeting where we were doing behind the scenes work, but we didn't say that we wanted to meet someone. Like I wasn't saying I want to meet someone. I was focused on living my life and enjoying things that I was doing.
And you were doing something
and being something. We were both learning things. So then it attracted that, like there was a magnetic that there was no other option. It happened very fast. I think that's the thing that I noticed is the things that are meant to happen and the things that are carried with an energy that sometimes we can't even see with the human eye, they happen really quick because it's built up to all the work that you've done behind the scenes, not focus on, I'm forcing this to happen, but taking these steps that are getting you to where you might want to be or where you know in your heart you deserve to be. So I think there's a worthy piece because if you get what you want and you get it quickly, you don't feel worthy, it will fall from your fingers. Your hand, it will just slip out. If you're not giving that time and attention and you're not nurturing it, it's like a plant. If you get a plant, it looks beautiful, you get it quickly at the store, it has all these flowers on it, and you don't acknowledge it, maybe you don't water it or you don't put it in the right environment and the right sun, it's going to die. You could bring it back to life at points, I'm sure. There's so many ways for that. But it might take a little bit longer to build up that momentum again because you didn't give it the attention that it needed. And I believe that when we want something, we have to nurture it in some way. Really, we're nurturing ourselves, and then it's coming to fruition. So the biggest hindrance that I've noticed with people that we've worked with, peers, read the stories in the books, is jealousy. That will be the biggest hindrance of your growth. So one thing that Tony and I had a conversation is jealousy can be a human emotion that comes up, you know, within our students that we're working with or any human, right? You can have a moment of jealousy, but once that jealousy turns to action and you start to change the character of the person that you're jealous of to the outside world to try to change their vision of it, you know that your jealousy is now taking on a different form. You're utilizing your energy to put out information that's not accurate, and it's causing your own dreams to be stifled. And when you're attracting things, the one thing that has to be acknowledged is, okay, I'm seeing something in someone else that I like, I want, but I have some conflicting beliefs there. I see that they have it. Why did they get it so fast? Why is it happening to them and not me? But then in my own mind, maybe I don't feel fully worthy of it, or I don't feel like I can bring it in as fast, and it's really frustrating. That energy, that organism that's created, that ball of negative energy, that's what I consider it. I consider it like a dark, like black blob of energy. It is so stagnant, you can't even go through it to get to your dreams. First, you have to acknowledge the fact that, okay, something inside of me wants what I see. Do I truly want it? Or do I just want to be happy and I see that happiness? What can be fulfilling to me?
So why is all of this happening? Why does this pattern happen with people? That's what we got to really figure out. And what I notice, and I think you'll probably agree too, is when people are focused that way externally on other people, it's because they're
social
not clear.
Media.
They're not clear on their what and why. They're not spending enough time on their what and why. You said some other things several minutes ago too, to where it's like, have you ever had a dream that you accomplish and then you're like, wait, I don't even want this. Why does that happen? It's because you're not spending enough time, in my opinion, what I've seen, the patterns with the clients we work with, people we're around, you're not spending enough time getting clear on your what and why. Because as you dig deeper and deeper in it and spend hours and hours into it, you start to connect with God or grace, the universe, and you start to what we'll call your true vision, we'll call it. You have a vision, which is like your human vision, right? We all have those where we think we want this because of certain reasons, because maybe our upbringing. And then we have our God vision, our grace vision. And to me, the only way we get there is spending time and energy. It's just like with a person. Like, how do you build a relationship and get clear with a person? You got to spend time and energy talking with that person. You got to spend time and energy communicating with God, the universe, something bigger than yourself. You might not even know you're doing it. But whenever you're getting clear on what do I want, how can I make the biggest impact while I'm here, why do I want it, you start to anchor into that. So if you ever find yourself where you're outside of yourself and you're like, wait, and you're jealous, or you're looking at this person and you're thinking, like, wait, why did they make it so fast? I don't feel like that ever.
Yeah.
And I'll say that because I'm really good at every single day I'm journaling about the what and the why.
That's
I don't
difference.
Want somebody else's life. Like, when you get so clear about the life that your God vision or whatever you want to call it, you genuinely don't want nobody else's life, because you're so anchored into something that's real, that's true to you. So that's the basis
of
it.
That's the main...
That's the number one start there. You have to get clear on the what and why. The patterns that we notice with clients that don't get the results that come into our programs is... they're focused and speaking on their old stories more than they are their vision by a
and
lot.
And once they tweak that, all of a sudden something pours in, but
that's,
it could go backwards if you go back to the old stories.
So it's about what they're speaking about. Like, if you're speaking about like your old story, you know, and you're telling this old story for years and years, that's keeping you stuck. Because it's what you're speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you're focusing on. Like, what classes are you learning? What are you focusing on in your conversations? It's the action that you're taking, movement. You're putting that into your body. You're creating wisdom. And then it's grace, right? It's all of these components. But if you start with, like, the easy, it's easy for us to talk.
Right.
If you're focused on your past and these negative stories, these limited beliefs, no wonder why it's not happening for you. You got to flip the script. Like with our new townhouse, with our business, we've been confident for a decade talking about it, speaking about it. We both were in harmony knowing it was going to happen. We didn't care what we had many outside people saying, oh, that's not going to happen. You can't do that. All these little things never touched us because we were so focused and clear on it. That's why it ended up happening. I can look at some other things in my life to where it's like, oh, that didn't happen because I didn't have that same intensity and energy and focus that I had with the things that I created. So that's a little key, is like, think about things that you're really creating easily. How are you speaking about that? How are you focusing on it? What actions are you taking, and how are you leaning in to grace on those things that are coming easy to you? And those things that are more challenging, compare and contrast. Like, wait, how can I do the same here?
Exactly. And when you're not feeling that feeling of clarity, it means you haven't spent enough alone time with yourself. That's the thing. Like, it's all based on intuition, and intuition is based on listening and taking action. So what I found over the years, just listening to people's stories, have actually tuned into their intuition and made things happen. And I'm saying made things happen, like things manifested, because it's always around us. It's not like we're manifesting things out of thin air. This is available to everyone. Everyone has access to books. Everyone has access to money. Everyone has access to locations and people and all of that. So it's not about that, no, not everyone has access. It's where are you utilizing your time, and are you making time for yourself, even if you get up? If people say, I don't have time, that's a lie. That's an excuse. You need to make time. This could be 10 minutes before everyone in your house gets up, and you sit and you write what comes to you. You get clear. Now, the problem with social media right now is there's so much content around where you can easily get influenced to confuse your intuition to think you want certain things that are out on the screen. But when you actually tune in, you're like, wow, I really don't want that. This is what I want. So we have to expand our minds. And the only way to do that is to step away, you know, even though we're on social media right now doing this podcast, but limiting your time with certain things and what is in your news feed. For me personally, I unfollow anything that doesn't feel right. And in order for you to get closer to your vision, you do need to unfollow. And when I say unfollow, I don't mean just unfollow on Facebook or on Instagram. I mean unfollow conversations that aren't serving you, and unfollowing, even for me, the news. You would never catch the news on in our house at all. Unfollowing the news, unfollowing conversations that don't feel right. We were just having a conversation about when you spend time, like even with me getting my nails done, I love getting my nails done by my nail lady because we have good conversations about travel, about just different things that excite me. If you are sitting communicating with people, your words are everything. What you're entertaining, any kind of energy that doesn't serve your soul, it is taking away from your vision. It's taking away from the things that can manifest in your life. And again, manifesting is what you're choosing to pull in. We create our heaven on earth. We create it. Nobody else creates the heaven on earth. We choose the yes, we choose the no, we choose what we want, what we don't want, and it all has an underlying energy of belief, faith, and the reason why we want it. And that's what's going to keep it held down.
Yeah, and what creates all of this or destroys all of it, it's what you said several different times, is the energy.
Yeah.
It's your energy. So you're thinking about what energizes you, what drains you, like environments, like going back to the hairstylist thing. Like, I used to get my hair cut at Great Clips and Sports Clips all until like a month ago. And then I went to a barber. And it was like a whole nother energy. It was like way more positive conversations. Spent more money to get my hair cut, but I'll pay for those conversations. I'll pay for that energy. I'll never go back to a Great Clips or Sports Clips ever again in my life. And it's not like talking down to them. It's like really just tuning into your soul and figuring out what energizes you.
The experience of it
and what drains you. So do a little T-chart.
The ambiance too.
It's all of that. So do a little T-chart on left side energizers, right side drainers, and think about your environments, the people, your habits that you have. Like, what is energizing you and what's draining you? And on the drainers, you figure out a way to either eliminate them or turn them into an energizer. Why is this important? It's because to manifest, to create anything, a successful business, a successful life, a successful relationship, health in your body, it takes energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not doing everything to maximize your energy, you're going to make it way harder for yourself to manifest anything. That's why it comes down to like feeling those feelings right now. How do we feel the feelings, the emotions inside of our body, inside of our soul right now with our vision? Right? As we figure out that, now we have the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're 100% more likely to make it happen. Like, without that energy, you're guaranteed not to make it happen. Like, take business, for example. You got somebody who's going out trying to create a successful business. If you don't have energy and you're doing it, no matter what business you're in, nobody's going to want to buy from you. You're going to have a few people that buy from you because they feel sorry for you. But it's going to take energy. It's going to take passion. So anything that you can think of that you want, think about what you really want right now. Like, think about what's the number one thing, if I accomplish this year, it'll be like the domino to the rest of my life. For some of you, it's your health. For some of you, it's a certain relationship or several relationships. For others, it's your career and business. For others, it might be like the whole self-care idea. Like, you know, like, how are you taking care of yourself? Like, are you spending alone time with yourself? Are you going to get that massage? Are you journaling? Right? All these things that really take care of you. Like, what is that for you? What's the number one thing to where if you pour all of your focus and energy and you speak about it, you focus about it, you take action, you allow grace to come in, you put in all this time and energy into this one area, it's going to be the domino that really helps you accomplish the rest of your dreams. That's the biggest tip I feel like we can leave them with today, because if you make things very complicated and you try to do too much, I've tried that before. Nothing happens.
No.
But when you really laser in on a certain area and you focus all your time and energy on really accomplishing the goal in that area, and you're going with the flow, right? Like, you might think this is a specific goal, but as you start to pursue it, you start to realize, wait, no. Like, for example, like, maybe you think the goal is like, I want to lose weight. And then you start to realize, wait, I lost weight, but now I feel like pain in my body. Oh, I need to start stretching. I need to start foam rolling. I want overall health. Mm-hmm. See, like, all goals are like that. You think you want a business goal, and then you accomplish a business goal, and you're like, wait, that's great and all, but I need more fulfillment. I want to, like, impact my clients even more. I want to go deeper, right? So, like, you're focusing in on your energy, on that specific goal, and then you're allowing grace to come in. And you're pivoting, right? That word that's thrown around a lot these days. But you're really, like, shifting your focus, and you're bending. You're not rigid, right? This is fun. This can be we have a serious tone to us, because this shit matters. We've seen people that take this information and really use it, and their whole life transforms in whatever area they're focusing on. And we've seen other people where they're like, I heard this before. I know it. I could talk about it. And they think they know it. But you look at the results in their life and they don't fucking know it. If you don't have results in your life in an area, you don't know shit, right? And I gotta tell myself that. We all gotta tell ourselves that. The results will tell you everything.
So this is the thing. If this is brand new for you, where you're like, well, I think I'm doing it, but you want another area that you wanna focus in on, the most important thing you could do is schedule it in your calendar. If you have Google Calendar, write it down. 10 minutes of reading on this specific topic. 10 minutes of writing on this specific topic. If you're not even clue where you're not even sure and you don't have a clue on where you're starting, then you need to set up some categories in a notebook. Think about finances. Think about relationships. This could be romantic relationships. This could be friendships. Let's see, what other categories do we have? I have health. That's a huge one. That's one that
emotional
I'm focused
health.
On. Emotional.
That's a huge
emotional one. Well-being and physical health are huge. You can't do anything without those two.
And those right there, the spiritual and emotional health, it's easy for people to be like, oh, I'm very spiritual, because you can't measure it. But that's when you got to really look at yourself and be honest, like, know where you are. Like, if you're not happy, or if you're feeling, you may not be as spiritual or as emotionally intelligent or emotionally aware as you think you are. And that's a tough pill to swallow. Mm-hmm. You got to know where you're at.
And then the other piece to this is you can do all these steps, but it's going to be about the fulfillment in the process. So you can have a lot in your bank account, but you're not fulfilled. And you're not someone that even cares about anyone else. You're just focused on what you have, and you don't feel that fulfillment. Like, I feel the importance and the energy and the excitement when I'm thinking about how can I give to other people? How can we give to other people at the same time, you know, in different ways, in our own ways, behind the scenes? So when I'm thinking about working out, for me, it wasn't natural to me. Now I'm having fun with doing the trampoline.
Jumps up and down. I come home, she's like, on the trampoline in the living room.
And then the other thing
hair
is
flying up and down. I'm like, you go, girl.
And then the other thing is really Really? I'm losing my train of thought.
Are you picturing yourself jumping up and down?
Oh my god. So then
I'll film it one day and then I'll put it on like a story, so.
No, don't do
maybe
that.
Maybe I'll put it out there for in public too, not just on a story.
Oh my god, Tony. And then the other thing, there's so many different categories, but you want to write down the categories in your notebook and think like, where am I at? Rate yourself 1 through 10, like a fulfillment in these categories. That's a big thing because you can have things in your bank account, but you're not feeling fulfilled. You're miserable and you have it in your bank account. So you want to look 1 through 10, how fulfilled are you feeling? 10 being the most. What is missing from that? Are you stepping outside of your comfort zone? Are you just saving to save, but it's going nowhere? You know, like, are you feeling like you're keeping yourself in a bubble and you're not experiencing things with other people? Like, thinking about things, what feels right emotionally to you in these categories? And I would say at the very beginning, to set a timer for yourself. You put it in the calendar and set a timer for yourself on how much time you are taking to nourish this so that you're aware of that. You might have to start with 10 minutes on something, you know?
Yeah. But, and look at it like it's an investment. Like if you, some of you might invest in
it's an investment
stocks, you might invest in, like when you're journaling, when you're communicating with someone that it's safe to do, and you're building your vision, like you're investing time and energy into that.
Right.
What is an investment? It's something you put time and energy into or money that creates greater value in the future. Like this is creating greater value in the future for you. So you really like, if you just sit down with a journal, it seems like, oh, it's slow when it's like, it could be boring to some, not to me, I enjoy it. But just know, put that in your mind, like this is an investing. This is investing time and energy.
And the reason why is going to be the passion that carries it. Follow the love. Follow the love that's bringing you to where you want to go.
Yes, think of this picture and it'll remind you to.
So share with us any insights that you've had on this episode and let us know below. What other topics are you looking for? What other topics can really benefit your life? We're going to be interviewing more guests and we're going to do a lot more episodes on all different types of topics. So
yeah, so share your top insight and then a small action step that you're going to take. It doesn't need to be a huge action step. You just got to keep moving forward in it. So what's the insight and what's the small action step?
We will see you next time.
See you next time.